We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest columnist.
You ain't gotta do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm getting no interview. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shots and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you
morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. Today on the radio show, let's see, it's Thursday. That means, well, of course, it means Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. That's literally every day. And because it is Thursday, we got Writer Than Write Trivia. We took a little break from Writer Than Write Trivia. Isn't that right, Jeffrey? A week ago, we had no Writer Than Write Trivia? A week ago
would have been the 4th of July.
A week ago was the 4th of July.
Correct.
And then 2 weeks ago, we didn't have it because you were gone. You were in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
We have had a tragic lack of Writer Than Write Trivia, which means a tragic lack of prizes being given out to people who, let's be honest, don't beat you, but play honorably.
Mm-hmm.
I do think, by the way, that we have done our part to increase integrity in Memphis because people now know.
Let's be clear. I've done my part.
You've done your part. People know it's not about winning or losing. It's about playing with integrity.
Correct.
And we literally
the right way.
We put our tickets where our mouth is on this.
Exactly.
Like, a lot of people can say it. It can be a cliche. Oh, well, all that matters is you do your best and don't cheat and give it your all and whatever else. We literally are rewarding people for doing that. We are rewarding people for living their lives with integrity. And because we do it, we remind people every Thursday that they should go out in big and small ways, live their lives with integrity.
We want the integrity of the competition.
We certainly want that. I'm expanding into all areas,
exactly.
Jeffrey. I'm expanding integrity into all areas.
No Jontay Porters here.
It's been a lesson for me too. You know, there's been times when I've come up short, and so to have this reminder every Thursday that's what really matters is your integrity, is I think important. But we have not had that reminder less recently because 4th of July a week ago, week before that, you were gallivanting in Las Vegas, and so it's been a long time, and so we're coming back with excellent prizes just to remind people. To play with integrity, plus exactly. To reward people for our absence. So what are we giving away, Jeffrey?
Jeff, we'll have two tickets to go see the Goo Goo Dolls this Friday night, of course, at Radiance Amphitheater right there at the Botanic Gardens. Big time. I think it was the first CD I ever bought with my own money.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Goo Goo Dolls from Buffalo, New York?
They are.
Yeah.
Well, Johnny and Robbie are.
Right.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. Fellow Buffalonians.
Yes.
Anyway, terrific prize. We will do that in the second hour. Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. Goo Goo Dolls tickets, Righter Than Right trivia after that. I do have a couple of, before we get to the NBA, the Grizzlies, the Olympic team, and a whole bunch of other stuff going on in the world of sports. I had two non-sports items. What?
A whole bunch of stuff? Is there?
Okay, sometimes it's hyperbole. It's a radio show, for God's sakes.
I was just like, that was news to me.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes it's hyperbole. When Zach Edey not playing in Summer League is your headliner.
Just such a gut punch.
What a blow to the morale.
I could kind of see it coming on whatever Tuesday or whatever Wednesday night, whatever night it was that he did. Yeah, Tuesday night. Last night was when I saw Drew's tweet. It was just a punch in the gut.
It was a gut. Yeah. And then so what are we left with? We're left with the Uruguayans scrapping with the Columbia fans in Charlotte after that tilt last night.
Well, to be clear, it was an elite fight.
We will get to all of this. Two non-sports things I did want to discuss, though. One is, this is at the insistence of our man in Washington, D.C., Charles Fishman. This is not Fish on Friday on Tuesday, but Fish on Friday on Tuesday, as the name might suggest, was originally Fish on Friday on Friday.
Correct.
Fish on Friday on Tuesday on Friday. And so Thursday's close to Friday. He would like to make note of the fact.
And he's in Michigan with you.
Annie is here, and so he's here to pester me, that we had inflation numbers come in today.
Ooh.
As you know, there's no sports show that focuses on the economy.
And earnings calls.
And earnings calls and earnings season.
Yes.
As much as this one does. But we do have news, and we actually have month over month, this month compared to last month, deflation. Not just, normally we're talking about, has inflation come down? And inflation is, year over year, is 3%. Now, month over month, this month compared to last month, prices are 0.1% lower. It's going the other, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. And if you want to go year on year, I'm just trying to give people a little bit of good news. I mean, stock market's at the all-time high, but that doesn't impact everybody. Let's be honest. There's a lot of people out there who are living day to day and aren't investing in their this and that. And so this year compared to this time last year, okay? Dairy down 0.1%. Not a lot that you'd notice when you're buying your quarter milk, right? But dairy is down. Fruits and vegetables down 0.5%. New cars down 0.9%. Used cars down 10%. Gasoline down 2.5%. Airline tickets down 5.1%. That is actual prices coming down in the past year in those categories. And what it also means, by the way, is interest rates are now going to come down because they've been waiting for inflation to come down so interest rates can come down so maybe houses can become more affordable.
Is 0.1% enough to bring down the interest rates?
Oh, no, yes. They said if you got to, it's pretty, listen, I'm not an economist, but reading all the reports on this, they're very clear there will be an interest rate decrease. They've been trying to get it. They've been trying to get inflation down to 2% 2% rise. That's their target, not deflationary. So they just need inflation to cool down, and they will lower interest rates, which are stratospherically high and making it hard for people to buy houses.
My wife's among other choice because she wants a new house. My wife's
right. Well, listen, they're not coming. You know, they're not going to plunge on this news. People expect one interest rate. Now we're getting a little deep into the economic weeds, but people expect one interest rate decrease between now and the end of the year. But we'll see. Anyway, it was good news. It was good economic news. Secondly, I wanted to ask you about something about a column that I wrote today. I don't know if you saw this. How do you feel about cats? We talk a lot about dogs on the show. I got dogs. You got dog. Have a dog. How do you feel about cats?
My wife has one.
You guys have a cat?
My wife
has one. This is breaking news.
No, it's not.
Come on.
I told you. My wife. I've referenced my wife's cat many times.
Is that true? Well, okay, it lives with you all, the two of you. It lives with the two of you.
Allegedly.
Yes. It's your cat.
No, it's my wife's cat.
It's your cat.
It's our first and only cat.
That's hilarious. What's the name of the cat?
Ellie.
Okay. Well, so, cat named Ellie. That's a good cat. Mm-hmm. And how is the cat?
No, she's not.
It's a good cat name.
She's so mean.
Anyway, Ron Olson was recently... I didn't know this. He had pneumonia, and he was recovering from pneumonia. And Ron typically paints paintings of guitars. That's sort of his.
I have one. Milieu. I have one in my what used to be my office.
I got a Ron Olson original myself. But in his delirium and boredom, as he was cooped up at home, he painted a picture of a cat. He decided, for reasons really unknown even to him, to paint a picture of a cat. And he actually offered, he wasn't sure if it was good or not, he offered the cat to, and I wrote a column about this in the Daily Memphian today, which you can read over there. But anyway, he offered the cat painting to his nephew, who had just had a baby, and said, hey, you might want to, you know, put this in your nursery. And he, as he said, they were unimpressed by the painting. So he said, screw you, nephew. And he didn't say that exactly. And then he decided he was going to give it away on Facebook. But he wanted to give it away to someone deserving, someone for whom the cat picture would mean something. And so he said, tell me why you think, you know, I should give you this cat painting. And the floodgates opened. He got story after story after story after story after story after story after story. And I want to ask you, Jeffrey.
Is this the one time Facebook was useful?
Yes. Pick the story that you would have given the cat to.
All right.
Okay? I'm going to tell you. Like, I know who he gave the cat to. And if you read my column, you know who he gave the cat to. But tell me who you would give the cat to, okay? So first, this woman named Ida. She said that the cat painting reminded her of her departed cat across the Rainbow Bridge, Snowflake. And that every time she saw that painting, she would think of Snowflake. Now, subsequently, others seem to also have dead cats in their lives, and others that the painting would remind them of CJ and Tigger and George and Princess and Eddie and Gabby and Kitty and Zipper and Todd. So do you want to give it to any of those people? I think we can cross them off.
Well, I'm torn. Because the only cat that I think I actually like...
is a dead cat. No, you want to reward?
Well, yes. Oh. But Tigger. I love Tigger from Winnie the Pooh. But also, if we're being completely and utterly honest, and since we're in the spirit of Right or the Right trivia...
Integrity.
Correct. Yeah. I would definitely have given it to Ida because she was the first person that responded.
Well, okay. So Tigger, by the way, also... because I read all these entries. Tigger, it was 22. So kind of a compelling.
That's a lot
of range for that cat. That cat hung around for a long time. That cat was the Joe Biden of cats. Mm. So anyway, I kept reading.
Do we know debate skills?
What?
Do we know Tigger's debate skills at the end?
We don't know. I think they had deteriorated. Mm-hmm. Then we had, people basically tried to say, listen, I have three cats, I love cats. Or I have four cats, I love cats. Kevin, we'll enter him, said he has 9 cats plus the ferals that he feeds every night.
Oh, boy.
So put Kevin on your list. Ida will stand in for all the people with a dead cat that she wants to remember. Then there's Kevin, who has 9 cats plus the ferals that he feeds every night. Okay? Then there were half a dozen women who called themselves crazy cat ladies. There was a guy who said, Greg, he said he wanted to give the painting to his girlfriend, Kat, spelled with a K, K-A-T. Then there were two women also claimed to be named Cat, but C-A-T.
Mm.
Any of these compelling to you yet?
No, so far it's Tigger and Ida.
It's not
okay. There was all right.
Well, if her Ida's Kai Cat was Snowflake, but if you want to give it to the person who owned Dead Tigger, that's fine. I didn't write down that person's name. I don't have it handy, but we can find it. Okay, here I think are your more compelling entries. Okay, Sherry lost her leg in a free accident and is confined to a wheelchair. She said she got her life back by getting involved in cat rescue, something she had done before the accident. That's Sherry.
That's a compelling case. You are correct.
In a wheelchair,
yes,
doing cat rescue and finding meaning in her life.
We have a new finalist.
Okay. So that's Sherry. Jessica, her house burned in January.
Good God.
And she wants a single piece of art to start her new life in her new eventual home. She loves cats.
Another compelling case.
And she would like nothing better than to hang that in her new home.
All right, we got four finalists.
You got Sherry with the wheelchair, leg in a freak accident, adopting cats. You got Jessica with the house fire. Marcella wants to give the painting to her sister, who is involved in cat rescue and is undergoing tests for breast cancer. She's supposed to find out Monday if she has breast cancer or not. That's Marcella, who wants to give it to her sister, who may have breast cancer and loves cats. And then this one really, I mean, they get increasingly heartbreaking. Demetra is grieving for her 30-year-old daughter, who died in May and was a cat lover. She had a cat for 15 years, Shuggy, Demetra wrote. When I saw this painting, I immediately thought about both of them. So that's now you've got Demetra, Marcella with the sister who's waiting medical tests, Jessica whose house burned down, Sherry who's got one leg and is out there rescuing cats, and then you have Jean. Jean is a school psychologist, and in Shelby County Schools, and she wants to hang the painting in her office because it's hard working with kids these days. It's been really tough. She works with elementary school kids, and it's going to, she thinks, help them open up because they'll be able to connect to the cat, give them something to talk about, and it's going to help her do her work and helping, let's be honest, the future of Memphis going forward. That's Jean. Who are you giving the cat to? Or you can send it, a lot of people suggested give it to the House of Muse, the cat place over at Cooper Young. Who deserves the cat?
I kind of like the last entry because the idea is everyone else, it's to help one person. Theoretically, if you give it to the child psychologist, it could help many people.
You and Ron think alike. That's exactly who he gave it to.
Yeah.
He gave it to Jean. And the idea, I think, is that can then be an active sort of living painting that will have a use going forward and isn't just as sweet as those other stories, as heartbreaking, let's be honest, as those other stories are.
A lot of them.
He's also decided, Ron, great American, great Memphian, he's already taken the painting. And you can see the painting, by the way. If you go to the Daily Memphian and look on, I think to read it, you got to be a subscriber, which you should be, by the way.
Yes, it is premium content.
But to see the photo, the picture, you don't have to. You can just you can see the photo. But anyway, so he has decided he's already taken the picture to get scanned, and then he's gonna take all the copies, the prints,
yeah,
and he's gonna take those, donate them to the House of Muse so people can buy them and help the cat community. So use it as a fundraiser. I will say this. Ron does not have a cat. It's because he's allergic to cats.
Mm-hmm.
Ron also doesn't have a dog. I hadn't ever discussed this topic with Ron, but I did because I did in-depth research for this column. And so I was talking to him. He's never had, he's had one dog in his life when he was a kid. And this is what was the phone call that I had with Ron talking about this whole thing was great. Like, it's a great story and good of him to give this away. He tapped into this community. There are all kinds of communities in the end, which you discover. There's running communities and cycling communities and dog communities. And there's this incredible cat community. And it's not my community, but, you know, he tapped into it. But what was amazing to me, maybe the most remarkable thing about this phone call that I had with Ron Olson was that I said, oh, you had a dog once? He said, yeah, it was a Boston Bull. He called it a Boston Bulldog. He said when his dad, well, at one point said, get in the car. And he said, we're going to get they have puppies. We're going to get down by Crosstown. We're going to go get a Boston Bulldog and a puppy. And he was like, you never talked about getting a puppy. Like, it's not like Ron was like, you know, badgering his father. Can I get a puppy? Can I get a puppy? Just one day. Anyway, I asked him about the puppy. His name was Tuffy, spelled T-U-F-F-Y, which is adorable. And when I asked him about it, he literally broke up talking about his dog. He had a picture of that dog in his wallet for decades. And he literally, all these years later, I'm talking to him on the phone on a Wednesday afternoon, and he can't get words out talking about Tuffy. But he never got another dog. Explain that to me.
I mean, maybe no one could ever live up to Tuffy.
Maybe Tuffy set such a high bar that no one could ever live up to Tuffy. Anyway, all right, there's your economic and cat news for the day. Ladies and gentlemen, consider yourself prepared. We got Chris Harrington coming up. It's 10 o'clock, and we got Righter Than Right trivia. After that, we'll be giving away two tickets, Jeffrey?
Two tickets to see the Goo Goo Dolls.
To see the Goo Goo Dolls.
Two for okay. Goo.
Onward to all the sports news that we referred to earlier. It begins with Zach Edey.
Buckle up, folks. There's a lot.
Zach Edey, buckle up. There's a lot. Out because of sprained ankle. Turned his ankle the other day. And
it was soreness, Jeff. We don't know if he turned it.
Soreness, right. You know what I mean? But in the quote, they mentioned that he turned it. Mm-hmm. So that's where that came from. It was, as you point out, a gut punch. I'll be honest. There are some who reacted to it, even jokingly, as if, here we go again. I didn't feel that.
While you can obviously know the difference, it had whiffs in terms of my emotional response. It had whiffs of the Steven Adams news.
It had none of those.
This team is so boring.
I had the gut punch of, like, I was disappointed because I wanted to see him again.
That's what I'm saying.
But I did not connect this to, oh my God, we've been through this and now this. I understand many people did. PTSD works in mysterious ways.
Correct.
I think that's what was happening.
You never know
right?
when it's going to hit.
Right. It does raise the question, will we see him again? Jason March, who of course is the head coach of the summer league team, made it clear that they want to see him. He said, we want him on the floor. This is according to Drew's story of the Daily Memphian. We want him on the floor and we want to see what he can do. And then on whether he'll play, we will see. We are not going to be reckless. I will tell you one thing, that boy wants to play. I have a feeling we will see him again, but I don't know. Right now, I can't predict that.
Awesome.
Will we see him again? How does that sound to you? How do those words sound? I think we will. He wants to play. We want to see what he can do. I think we'll see him again in Las Vegas.
Had you not read the last part, I would have said,
I can't predict.
Yeah. And then also, there was a lot of doubling down on, I'll tell you what, that boy wants to play. And that's what you say when somebody's not going
to play. Oh, that's what you say when he can't play. You're right. Yeah.
That's what bothers me.
You're exactly right. Saying that he wants to play
doesn't
actually argue, in fact, that the fact that he will see him again.
Correct.
It argues that we won't. Because that's what you say when someone's out. Oh, he really
wants to play. More than
if
he
it were
does,
up to him, he'd be out there.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's what you do anytime you've got an injured player in the playoffs or, like, you know, a guy
say
that's
they
like,
want to play.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Man, he's doing everything.
Completely ruined this for me. You've completely ruined this for me.
The Grizzlies ruined it.
No, your deft interpretation of the Grizzlies. You're unerringly.
I know all the tells for when
you know double speak when you hear it. Right.
Exactly.
I hope to see him again. this summer, despite all the sports we have to talk about.
Yes, of course.
Beyond that, let's see. Scottie Pippen Jr. was good. 17 points, 5 assists. Trey Jemison, 20 and 8. There's your there's two of your two-way guys with big games carrying the team. Grizzlies did lose last night. And we saw a better Gigi Jackson, 18 and 8, 7 of 14 from the field. We got a little DJ Jeffries action,
yeah,
sort of. 9 minutes, 2 points, 1 of 4. But without Zach, it wasn't the same. I guess what I would ask before I move on to our next topic, how do you feel about Gigi? And, I mean, listen, we overact everything, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. If I were to ask you this question, what Grizzly do you think is going to be most disappointing in the coming year? Who would you answer?
And you're saying in general, not from the Summer League roster. You're saying,
no.
Yeah, yeah.
And what Grizzly will be you be most disappointed in the coming year? Will we be most disappointed in? Now, it's not going to be Jake LaRavia because you don't have high expectations for Jake LaRavia. So it's not going to be John Conchar because you have no expectations of John Conchar.
Okay, are you saying me personally or the collective fan?
The collective we. Who are we going to be? Who is going to emerge as the most disappointing Grizzly this year?
I think it's going to be Gigi. I think people are going to be forced to come to grips with, like, this is still a project. Now, I personally will not be disappointed because
you don't have inflated expectations.
Correct.
You know he's a project.
Correct.
So you don't think he will be objectively necessarily disappointing,
correct,
but he might disappoint some people.
Yes.
Who have... It is absolutely true. I mean, Jaws, I guess, Jock, I'll tell you how Jock could be disappointing. If he waves a gun around on social media, I would be very disappointed, right? If he got himself suspended. But if he plays basketball, I don't think he's going to be disappointing, except for maybe his jumper will be disappointing.
I was going to say,
maybe his three-point shooting.
I mean, he did have surgery on his shoulder. Like, what if,
right,
you know what I mean?
Right. Jaren, you can imagine, people have very high expectations for Jaren. And you can imagine, because of that he could be disappointing.
I think you know what you're getting out of Jaren. The only way
back in his old role when he doesn't have to do too much, he's going to be great at it, you know? So, and I'm not going to be disappointed by his lack of rebounding because I know he doesn't rebound.
Right.
So
we established that.
So I don't think Desmond Bane is going to be disappointing. Santi Aldama, I don't have that particularly high expectations for, right? I don't have expectations that Derrick Rose is going to play a meaningful role. Vince feels just rock solid. I don't have stratospheric expectations, and yet I think the expectations I have, he's going to meet. He's going to be Smart. How about Marcus Smart as a contestant?
So the two that I was between were Marcus and Gigi, only simply because, to your point about the others, like I think we know what we're getting out of Jaren. I think we know what we're getting out of Dez. The only way those two are disappointing to me is injury, and I'm not holding that against either of them.
Yeah, I don't think we can call injury disappointing.
So,
if they get injured, if someone were to, suffer a season-ending injury, I guess Steven Adams was disappointing. I think the Grizzlies were disappointed in the way he handled it.
I think it's a little different,
complicated.
Though, I think it's different, though, because of, he could have had surgery, didn't have surgery. To me, that one's a little bit more complicated than he just got hurt.
There's no question. And so if someone just has an injury, that is of course disappointing, but it is not, that's not what we're talking about.
Correct.
We're talking about someone who plays, whose play might not be able to meet the expectations that people have for them. Now, mind you, it would be hard for Gigi to exceed expectations because they're so crazy high, right? Because people see him as the next star on this team. And so it's sort of an unfair task for him to even meet expectations. I think that's, in other words, I'm not trying to say these two, I'm not telling you that these two summer league performances, and he was better again last night, mean that he will objectively be disappointing. But they do highlight that he has to do something that he has not done before.
Right.
In order to live up to expectations, which
exactly.
is play an effective, efficient role as part of the non-focus part of a rotation.
And in games that matter.
In games that matter. And he hasn't done that before. Everyone else, we've basically seen him do it, right?
Yes.
They just have to do what we've seen him do before. So I think it's why he's wanted. I'll tell you, the other one who could be very disappointing is Zach Edey. If Zach Edey isn't starting caliber center, that would be highly disappointing.
Yeah, but I think he is.
But you just have faith he will be.
Yeah, I mean, Chris and I were talking about this. It's entirely likely that Zach Edey's going to be the only rookie that starts.
I heard you saying that yesterday. No, well, that's kind of
to be clear, Chris said it.
No, I heard Chris saying that. I heard y'all saying that yesterday. That's pretty remarkable. Zach Edey may be the only first round pick or only rookie who is starting game one for their team, and that is after he is, at least in some quarters, minority quarters, ripped for being a reach. All right, the other game last night, the Team USA. USA, USA, USA wins 86-72 over Canada. It was a balky start, I think I would call it. It looked like they were being coached by Greg Berhalter early. He has been fired.
Or maybe that they were just trying to let LeBron still, you know.
They trailed 11-1.
The starting unit was a lot like the Portugal soccer team. Like, we just exist so that LeBron can keep getting his flowers. Like, the same thing with Ronaldo.
Here's who started. Steph, LeBron, Drew Holiday, Devin Booker, and Joel Embiid. Okay? That's KD was out. KD is hurt, so he didn't play. Assuming good health from KD, And taking into account everything you have to take into account, I'm not saying purely based on the kind of basketball player they are today. I'm saying you are Steve Kerr. You are dealing in reality. Who would you start?
Well, it's definitely starting Anthony Edwards, right?
Over who?
Any of them?
I would start with Steph, LeBron, and KD. I think you have to. I'm talking about, I live in the real world. I live in the real world. Right. So start Steph and you have to start LeBron. And maybe you don't have to start KD.
I mean, I don't think it was any coincidence when you watch, it's like, oh, the game, when we put our subs in, the game got out of hand.
The game, yes, the second unit with, well, yes, but you could start Anthony Edwards Anthony Davis over Embiid. You could do that. You could start, it feels like Booker was standing.
We need to discuss this.
Hold on. Let me
just
finish.
Okay, it feels with like Embiid doing this.
Stop. It feels like, yes, I'm okay with it. It feels like, but whatever, put that aside for a moment. It feels like Booker is a stand in for KD. He was a placeholder for KD.
Yeah, I can buy that.
So if it's Steph, LeBron, Drew Holiday, Steph, LeBron, KD, Drew Holiday, and Embiid, you can play with that lineup however you want. You're saying Embiid out because he's not a real American? Is that what you're saying?
No, he's. I don't think he's getting enough crap for this. He's like ring chasing. Like he's decided, like, I can't actually ring chase, so I'm just going to go win something, and I'm going to act like I'm American now.
Do you want Anthony Davis starting ahead of him? That's one of the changes you would make?
I don't like the fact that Embiid's on the team.
Okay, but he is on the team. So now we're deciding the starting lineup. Are you starting Anthony Davis over Embiid?
Is Embiid just okay now?
I think he's good. I think he's good now. No, I think he's good now. Listen, it was a game last night where all 10 players took at least 4 shots and none of them took more than 10 shots. You know, that's just how they're going to do. And in the end, I actually think, although it was a balky start and it wasn't, you know, they won 86-72. You know, it wasn't an electric performance. I actually thought, if you care deeply about the U.S. winning the gold medal, I thought it was a pretty heartening performance because that defense is freaking suffocating. You hold Canada to 33.7% shooting, and you've got a second unit of Anthony Edwards, Bam, Anthony Davis, Tatum, and Tyrese Halliburton. That's your second unit you're throwing out there, and it's just killer. I think that will be a very effective second unit and will continue to be a second unit. Booker will be a part of that group.
No, I definitely think, like, if the only problem that I see with watching Team USA is, A, like, the depth, obviously, with Team USA is going to be a problem,
But it does feel like there's kind of like a taking turns element on the offensive side.
Yeah, and there's also, I mean, there's no question. There is a, we are deferring and honoring players who have been the face of the league for you know, the past 20 years, right? I mean,
correct.
That's why Steph, that's why you're starting with Steph, LeBron, and KD.
Steph's never played on the Olympic team.
Yeah. And so you're honoring those folks and you're letting them whatever. But I think in the end, they played a Team Canada's freaking good. They got Jamal Murray, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Dylan Brooks, RJ Barrett. Like, they're good. And probably along with, I guess, France, one of the biggest threats to knock off the U.S. So anyway, that happened. And Anthony Edwards did say that he's the number one option, and he got some grief for it. It was stupid that he got grief for it. He was asked, you've gone from being the number one option in Minnesota to playing a role here. You know, how do you handle that? It basically said, I have to, you know, when I'm on there, I feel like I'm always going to feel like I'm the number one option. He wasn't saying I'm better than all these players. He was saying that has to be my mindset. It was any criticism he got for that.
I had no issue with anything.
Was just silly. It is kind of interesting to think what this will look like in future Olympics when
the French are coming.
Yeah. The French are coming. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to have whatever. You're going to have Jason Tatum and then Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and maybe Ja or maybe Desmond Bain or whatever. But you're going to have a French team that is the best player in the world. And as we saw in the draft this year, a bunch of other good players presumably around him. All right, we got to take a break. We will come back. We got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. We get Right in the Right trivia. After that, before then, I do want to tell you, I had a guy from Jonesboro call to say that he heard me talking about the Frame Corner and his grandfather's precious Arrowhead collection. He wanted to get it displayed. Well, that's tricky. It's not like putting a frame around your wedding pictures. You know, like it's Arrowheads. How do you display them? So he drove in from Jonesboro, went through a whole process of how best to display them, the materials, the whatever, everything they need. He said he was absolutely thrilled with the service and the way they were able to address his problem and wanted to thank me, honestly, for bringing Frame Corner to his attention. Whether you got Arrowheads framed or sports memorabilia that needs framing or whatever else it is, the Frame Corner specializes in custom framing. 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. Back in a moment. You know what? We'll play Believe It or Not. We'll do that when we return. Jeff Cawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Jason and John Show, weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
All this is was an opportunity to make him look, get him paid again by UConn, coming off of a raise last offseason. Right there, you can argue he deserves it, though. Mm-hmm. He went back and won another championship. And then to make him look hot in terms of from that L.A. standpoint, makes them look like they had a plan, like a real plan, instead of just going to get LeBron's friend. Mm-hmm. But in the end, who will be right? In the end, Shams will be the Phoenix. Rising from the ashes.
Bro, they said that dude was on FanDuel today.
Sick.
And he didn't even discuss it.
Talk about it, bro. He's sick right now.
We're
going to rise up.
He was wrong.
Well, have you seen how many times Woj has gone out of his way?
From the very beginning.
The land before time
was the one they wanted.
92.9 FM, ESPN's Jason and John Show. Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? But you've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of STP full synthetic oil with an STP extended life oil filter for just $29.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
How many Rock and Roll Hall of Famers have been on the Talk Is Jericho podcast with me, Chris Jericho? Well, gee, let's see how many I can name off the top of my head. Metallica, Kiss, Slash, and Duff from Guns N' Roses. Angus Young, Brian Johnson from AC/DC, Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You want more? I got so many more, but I'm all out of time right now. So come rock with me, Chris Jericho. On Talk Is Jericho. Listen to and follow now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes Gold Class Car Wash for a showroom shine.
Get in zone.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included Hot Shine tire coating and you're all set.
Get in zone.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The Quick Interior Detailer in the bundle can help with that too.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It is the Summer of 1,000 Engagements over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and I'm always thrilled to see what how he comes up with for the Summer of 1,000 Engagements. Listen, it is a, I will tell people, anyone who asks, if you're shopping for an engagement ring, head on over to Robert Irwin Jewelers. They do a spectacular job. The rings are beautiful. They're not going to charge you an arm and a leg. They're not going to tell you you have to give up your kidney to get engaged or anything like that. But then, in addition, he comes up with so for the Summer of 1,000 Engagements, all engagement rings are 40% off, plus free vacation with purchases of $24.95 or more. So you can get a getaway to the Caribbean. He's got cruises on the list. There's all kinds of different getaways, Orlando, Las Vegas. All you have to do is contact them, and you'll see the various options. But the way it can work is you go ahead and you get the free vacation. Pop the question while you're on the free vacation, and then present her a stunning engagement ring that you got for 40% off. It is the Summer of 1,000 Engagements at Robert Irwin Jewelers. 5 locations in Memphis and Little Rock, or online at rijewelers.com. Jeffrey, let's play Believe It or Not.
Now it's time for Believe It.
Believe. I don't even know if I believe.
Now I'm a believer.
Or not. Believe It or Not on the Jeff Calkins Show.
All right, Jeffrey, the best skill position players in the league, and by that I'm excluding quarterback, receivers, running backs, tight ends.
I see somebody read Bill Bardwell.
The best talent in the league, weapons, the San Francisco 49ers.
Believe it or not.
Okay. I'm trying to think who else I'd put in there, because they're obviously...
And yes, by the way, this is because Bill Barnwell ranked them. We do a lot of, in the offseason, there's a lot of ranking that goes on.
Oh,
that's what happens in the offseason.
There's a lot of ranking. No. The gold standard, I think it was last week, CBS, the fine folks at CBS, ranked the best backup quarterback situations in the NFL.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's what I knew we were cooking with.
I'll tell you what surprised me. What surprised me is the Cincinnati Bengals, 11. Isn't that amazing? Don't you think of them as having great weapons?
Yeah, I'm trying. So for me, honestly, I think the only other team I would consider, maybe Detroit. I think Detroit has pretty good weapons.
Detroit was 7. So the 49ers, obviously, they got, you know, Debo. They got Ayuk, I guess, if you're counting him. They're counting him. You got Kittle. You got McCaffrey. Juwan Jennings would be great on the Bills. You know, he'd be number 2 receiver.
Well, let's be clear. Ayuk's playing for the 49ers.
Of course he is.
He can kick and scream, but like, this is the only option he has.
It's the only deal. Yes, he's exactly right. So I don't think there's any debate, honestly. Number 2 was Philadelphia. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley. Tight end's pretty good, right? Dallas Goedert, right?
Is he still good?
So he is number, they are number 2, they were number 2. Miami was 3 with Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. They got a couple running backs, right? And then they added Beckham. So that's 3.
Yeah, because that puts them over the top.
Texans at 4, Nico Collins, Tank Dell. And then they added Diggs and Joe Mixon. Although you wonder how much tread is on both of those tires. Still, it is interesting to see the Texans all of a sudden. I mean, you know, they got money now. They're drafting well. They got money.
I kind of like the Vikings too. I like both their receivers. I think Hockenson's a good tight end.
Now, they're pretty lacking in the running.
Minnesota was next. Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson, although I think he's been hurt and may not be available, honestly, for the opener. And then Aaron Jones, whatever you think is left, right, for Aaron Jones.
Yeah, I think I'm going to say I believe this. Like, I think when you really consider it, the Niners have the best collection.
Oddly enough, you got the Bears now all the way up at six. And it's possible that's an overrated group just because people have been so impressed with what they've put around the quarterback. All those guys are guys who, I mean, Keenan Allen is not the old Keenan Allen, right? Well, he's still Keenan Allen.
Not only that, like, okay, what week four? When are we saying he pulls up first hamstring?
Right. DJ Moore, Aroma Dunze, and that's assuming a lot of a rookie, which sometimes rookie receivers do come through. Sometimes they don't. Cole Kmet, really good tight end. DeAndre Swift, Eagles let him go for a reason. You know, I don't know, like whatever. Like, he's fine. So those, and then after that, it's Lions, Seattle, Rams, Falcons are your top 10.
I think the most underrated group there, I want to be clear, I really think Detroit is underrated.
Is the most underrated group.
Because I think Laporta's a very good tight end. They have two good backs. Amon Ra St. Brown's like a legitimate receiver. Jameson Williams can still be like take the top off the defense guy. I think Detroit's underrated there.
You will happily, without any resentment, pay the extra $5 that Costco is going to charge you for your yearly membership.
Believe it or not.
See this? They're raising prices for the first time. Since 2017.
Are we in the trust tree?
What?
Are we in the trust tree?
What does that mean?
Like, yes, I need everybody to turn off their radios for just a second. It's just me and Jeff talking here. You know, I don't need everybody listening. I use my parents. Okay.
Do you realize they are getting tougher? They now,
they are checking your picture on your card.
They now, like, not every time. Not every time.
It's close to every time for me.
It's every time if you do self-service.
Yeah.
If you go to the self-checkout line, because that's the, you know, where the cheaters will go, right? I don't always get it checked. They don't actually look at the picture when I go to the main one. The checker, the main one.
Yeah.
But if you go to the self-check, they'll come up and they'll say, can I see the picture? It's like Netflix. It's a little old school cracking down. But it went from $60 year.
When I tell you I use my parents, like, I'm on my parents' account.
I see. That's fine. Yeah. So that's not cheating.
Like, my picture on my card
is on your card.
Is me, yes.
How long do you get to do that?
How long do you get to do that? I think we have like the double secret, triple whatever package from. Membership and our AT&T membership are like grandfathered in because they were such unbelievable deals that we've had so long. When Costco opened up, there's a decent chance my dad was the first member.
The Premier membership, I don't know what you get for that. I don't have it. They always try to get me to get it. I don't have it. That is going from $120 to $130. The regular membership from $60 to $65. Sam's Club, by the way, is $50. And the Sam's Club Premier membership is $110.
Somehow we get Sam's through some credit card my wife has.
The Uruguayan Colombian brawl last night. It's a black eye for the organizers in Charlotte.
Believe it or not.
I'm not going to say I believe that it's a black eye for the organizers. Like, I thought it was like a bad look for the players.
Well, the players, this is what the players said.
The participants.
was the Uruguayan players getting into it in a very impressive and vigorous fashion.
I mean, there are multiple angles out there, folks. Like, in this time of the calendar, there's some great video out there.
It's getting into it with the Colombia supporters. And Jimenez, who is, of course, you know, the Uruguayan captain.
Of course.
He said, it's a total disaster. There wasn't a single police officer. They showed up half an hour later. A disaster. And we were there standing up for ourselves, for our loved ones. Hopefully, Jeffrey, how can you be against standing up for your loved ones? Hopefully, organizers take a little more precaution with our families, with the people and those around the stadiums, because this happens every game. Our families are suffering because of some people. who have a few drinks and don't know how to drink, who act like children. They were, I think this is a pretty sympathetic argument. Like, honestly, if I was Judge Joe Brown or whatever, if you're wading in there to protect your families who are being besieged. Now, of course, if you try that in the NBA, like if you went in, if you were whatever, pick your favorite. Pick Draymond Green because
I was going to say Westbrook's the first person that's going to do this.
Went in there and waited in and got into it with fans because he would be suspended. It wouldn't matter. Like what they would say is the family should go to authorities and the folks who run the stadium to take care of that. It's not Russell Westbrook's job. Unless there was video of, you know, Russell Westbrook's wife, if he has a wife, getting, you know, beaten or something, right. In which case people would then be sympathetic. But you can't actually just say, that's a very sympathetic argument, and I am sympathetic to the Uruguayans here. You can't just say I'm protecting your family. Typically, that's not the way it would work. That would not fly in the NBA. Do you agree?
Yes, I totally agree. I think if someone went into the stands, I think that after the Malice of the Palace, I think lifetime ban. I think a legitimate ban would be like in the cards, depending on who it would be.
We have seen the end of TNT. Broadcasting NBA basketball.
Believe it or not.
I'm going to say I think I believe this. I know it's going to come down to what is the definition of matching clause. I think a lot of that has been...
So what just to do... Well, I don't know if everybody understands this. So what happened is there was a agreement. Agreement has been reached between the NBA and who is it? It's ESPN and ABC... And Amazon. No, NBC. And NBC.
ESPN, ABC. NBC Amazon has the... And then NBC. Yeah. I think NBC has package two. And then Amazon has package three.
Leaves out TNT. But once this is actually formally approved, TNT has 5 days to match. And according to The Athletic, which has really been leading the reporting on this, they might be going after the Amazon package. No one is commenting on what their actual legal rights are, whether they will use them, whether they will exercise them, etc. It does feel like likely this is over for Charles Barkley and TNT and that crew.
I think it's over for TNT.
For that broadcast as a complete unit, which we have so many people have grown to love.
Yeah, I think it's probably the last time we'll see Ernie covering the NBA. I feel like a lot of this has been posturing. I mean, the NBA, I find it hard to believe that the NBA doesn't feel strong with their legal arguments, considering the commissioner is a lawyer. So, and is very like, speaks like a lawyer too. So it feels like to me that Warner Brothers Discovery is kind of doing the, well, we're going to fight him on this matching clause, and then they just won't.
So this is what it says, by the way, if you're interested in what it's going to look like. I just said I'm going to wait to show. It says ESPN, NBC, and Amazon Prime, and I'm reading from the Athletic story. The regular season will carry national telecast nearly 7 days a week between those three, ESPN, NBC, and Amazon Prime. The NBA will borrow a page from the NFL as following the end of football's regular season, NBC will have the NBA succeed the highest rated primetime show on television, Sunday Night Football. So they're going to have an NBA, a Sunday night basketball game, it feels like.
And they're going to do like Basketball Night in America, I think.
Right. On Thursdays, Amazon will do the same after its Thursday Night Football coverage concludes. Exactly. So that is going to happen. NBC will have games throughout the fall. And then, of course, we'll have the streaming on Peacock as well. And ABC and ESPN will still have the NBA finals. So anyway, we will see how that all plays out. Oh, here's another one, Jeffrey. Within the last year, you have had a meal at the Half Shell.
Believe it or not.
I do not believe that. I've been trying to, I throw it out there. Every Friday night's the night that we take Josephine to go out in public to kind of like get her, you know, adjusted to public. I've thrown out the Half Shell multiple times. My wife's never been, and so she, I don't know, she never goes for it.
Well, I bring it up because the Half Shell is being sold.
I've obviously eaten there a lot of times.
It is a Memphis institution. It actually used to be across the street where, you know, whatever, the burger place. What's the green building?
Belmont.
Yeah, it used to be where Belmont is, the Half Shell, and it's being sold, which is why I'm talking about it today. It's interesting. It is a, and it was the current owner who really turned this into a vibrant go-to seafood place in town. As I think about seafood restaurants in Memphis, what is that? You got high-end ones like Tsunami, right? And then you got catfish ones, but I don't consider catfish places.
Catfish is different to me.
And you got boils. You know, you can get all sorts of stuff boiled in a bag and served to you. We got sushi, which is seafood, but I don't consider it seafood. What do we have for seafood? Like, do we have, we don't, like, it's actually,
I feel like
is it the one?
Most of the seafood spots, I mean, there's like the crab places, you know, that you see, like, they take over, like, every former, like, Logan's Roadhouse or Texas Roadhouse. Like, I feel like that you see all those, but I've never been to any of those. I mean, to me, the thing that comes to mind is every time you say seafood, like, I think of a lot of seafood restaurants that opened and then closed, like Fancy's.
I guess Coastal Fish would be seafood, right?
But I don't.
Coastal Fish counts as seafood.
I never think about Coastal. I guess because of, like, it's.
I think of it honestly as a place to go that is a beautiful scene, and I don't think of it particularly as, you know, a seafood place. I think of it as the place in the park. That's how I think of it. And I've been to the Half Shell multiple times. They have a great shrimp pull boy.
What do you do there? with the Cajun place in Overton Square?
Is it a seafood place? Do you count it as a seafood place?
I mean, it's more Cajun, but it's seafood. I mean, Cajun to me is seafood.
Well, then we have the Cajun's Cajun.
Yeah,
right?
It's kind of like to your point about sushi. It's like sushi is sushi.
Is Owen Brennan seafood then? Are you saying Owen Brennan's seafood?
I think you make a valid point.
But the Half Shell has that neighborhood feel. Of course, the Half Shell also has like really good gumbo and they also have at the Half Shell, they got a bunch of New Orleans stuff. Anyway, it's a Memphis institution and it's nice to see a Memphis restaurant in the news, not because it's closing.
Yeah, right. I agree.
It's actually
the opposite. It's like it's good enough.
Getting a new lease on life. Yeah. It's getting a new lease on life. So,
as long as a private equity company didn't buy it, I'm fine.
Congratulations to those folks. All right, we have we got Chris Harrington coming up in the next half hour. Talk to Chris about the Grizzlies. Zach Edey, your prediction is the official prediction of the Jeff Calkins Show that we will not see him again now this summer. I think that's it. I think that is my. I'm going to guard my emotions.
That second half of the quote really got to me.
No, we won't see him again in summer league.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think because the I want to play, that boy wants to play.
Nobody wants
was
to play
a bad
more than
sign.
Him.
That'll be too bad, but that could be it for Zach Edey. I don't know that you need to get the.
What
Luke
are
Kennard
we going to watch for the next month?
I don't know that you're going to get neat. Well, we'll get the Olympics coming in 2 weeks. That's the other interesting thing. You know, last night was the first time I really sort of focused on Team USA.
Yeah, agreed.
And I have to tell you, I'm not that interested yet in the Olympics.
I think we have to see the flag. I think we got to see the red, white, blue.
But I will be interested in the Olympics once the Olympics come.
I think once you put the flag and the medal count up there, then I start to care.
I've been to 8 Olympics now. I've covered 8 Olympics. And every time I go, particularly if I go to Winter Olympics, people are like, really? I'm not that interested in the Olympics. Feels like the Olympics aren't like they used to be or whatever else. And then the Olympics start. And generally, without exception, it's kind of contradictory. Mm-hmm. But anyway, people, once they start, people become engaged. It's on their TV all the time, among other things.
And there's just something in our nature when you put like a medal count.
You put a flag.
And you put our flag in the medal count, and all of a sudden it affects our patriotism.
Like exactly.
All of a sudden we're all in.
And let's be honest, this has been a kind of a rough time in America. So to have some...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.